1140WRBA.com.
8:39 on Richmond's Morning News. You a small business owner? Think there's a federal bailout in your future? No. No, of course not, Mr. or Mrs. Small Business Person. It's up to you to survive these tough economic times. Help us with that. Victor Chang, he's a business economics expert and the author of Book Commercial Marketing. What's the biggest mistake during tough times that small business people make, Victor?
Jimmy, the biggest mistake is not having enough cash on hand. Mm. And it's true for small businesses and big businesses. And if you want evidence of that, just ask the people at AIG.
Yeah. Yeah, lots of assets and no cash.
Yeah, they're short about $85 billion this morning. So.
Yeah. Of course, like I said, the feds are going to help them out. Feds are not going to help out Mr. and Mrs. Small Business Person, though, are they?
No, they aren't. And the only reason they're helping out AIG is because if they didn't, it would be really hurting sort of the average American consumer and the average business person. So they've had to step in to bail out AIG. But for the rest of us, we got to raise our own cash and be real smart with it. Yeah, cash is king.
You know, Victor, here's a phrase I hear all the time, and I'd love to have you elaborate on it. Is there such a thing as a recession-proof business?
Well, I think you can have a recession-resistant business. The key with having such a thing is that business always fluctuates, but not all businesses fluctuate at the same time in the same way. So you can very easily have, even in a recession, have a portion of your business doing quite well, but a portion of your business that's having some issues. And the key to having a quote-unquote recession-proof business is being able to notice this very quickly and to move very quickly from the things that aren't working very well to ones that are. And it's really the speed of being flexible that's more than anything that's the key to being recession-proof.
I would guess that no matter what type of small business you have, there are certain key components to all of them as far as what it costs to do business. Are there areas where you can cut back without hurting your customer service or hurting the things that make you successful as a small business and still be able to deliver the product everybody expects?
Jim, I definitely think so. I mean, if you look really carefully from your customer's point of view as to why they do business with you, it's usually one or two very simple things. You know, for Starbucks, it's the experience. If you go to Nordstrom's, it's for the service. If you go to Costco, it's for the prices. And you have to be really aware of what's the one thing they really want the most. And then look at where you're spending your money. You know, and chances are not all the money is going to the one thing. There's lots of other stuff. And it's in all the other stuff that the customers don't really care that much about that you can look for opportunities to trim, cut back, or be just more efficient overall.
Okay, there's always overhead with every business that you can cut back on, right? Even if it's changing the temperature of the thermostat.
Absolutely.
The business you have.
Absolutely. Every little bit counts. And certainly in a situation like today where the credit markets and Wall Street is having so much sort of turmoil, the areas I would look for definitely is if you're in a business that requires a lot of financing, say like retail, you have a line of credit to buy your inventory, certainly as sort of the Christmas holidays comes up, get your inventory lean. You know, things that require financing, you can't expect that to always be there or to always be there in the same amount. So those kinds of things are really important to be very lean, particularly in these times.
Okay. And for small business people who do need to borrow money or to get a loan, can you give some advice to them? What's the best place to look for a small business loan during these tough economic times?
Well, I think the standard Small Business Administration and small business loan programs that are out there in the private sector, from what I can tell, are still going on. They are probably going to be a little stricter than the past. But Jimmy, a lot of business owners end up borrowing money from themselves, personally, borrowing from a home equity line of credit as a business owner, loaning it to the business as a personal loan to the business. And that's going to be really tough. Most home equity line programs, or a lot of them, are being pulled back tremendously. And if you really need access to that cash, expect that credit limit to come crashing down real soon if it hasn't already.
Okay, and I guess here's an area that I've always advised in the past, and granted, a lot of people think, well, you have a dog in the sun, no wonder you say this, but I've always found that during tough times, it is not the time you want to say, well, we need to cut all of our advertising down to absolutely nothing, because that's the quickest way I know to just kind of disappear off the face of the earth.
Well, you can't really shrink to greatness, Jimmy. And certainly some of the best companies in the world, Coca-Cola, some others, were really started and grown, in recessionary times. I mean, it's a great opportunity because you get great deals oftentimes.
Right. Chance to get your leg up on the competition.
Absolutely. And you can't forget the core business. You want to cut back on waste and inefficiencies in your business, because being sloppy, there's a very big penalty in times like this. but you don't want to like kill the business either. So you have to be very careful to keep what's really essential, what's driving the business. And certainly the ability to market and sell to acquire new customers is very important to riding out such a big storm.
All right. Great advice. Thanks, Victor. Take care.
You're quite welcome.
Victor Chang, Business.